involved today.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Today on Wings. In 2022, the Kenya National Assembly did something unusual. To the choice of M or F on birth certificates, they added an I. Kenya became the first country in Africa and the second in the world to officially recognize children born intersex.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
I'm not a transgender, I'm not a gay, but an intersex, a man and a woman. In one body.
For a person born both male and female, life has many complications. In some cultures, such infants may be killed. Our reporter in Mombasa, Diana Wanyonyi, traveled to a mission center for the destitute in the Luo tribal area of Kenya to talk with its founder, Apostle Darlan Ruki, and Ruki's mother, Mara Shanraya.
42 years old, Darlan Ruki is the last born of five siblings. He is intersex. He was born with the two sex organs.
I was born an intersex. I was brought up trying to hide it because it was something which is not accepted in a place where I was brought up. So my mother tried to cover it up so that nobody could know. But there is no way you can hide nature, because people used to see my body and my behaviors, how I am. So they came to realize that it is like my mama is cheating them. So it made me to come out and to tell them how it was. My mom took me to doctors, and the doctors confirmed it, that I was born an intersex. So they tried to give me some medicines to suppress the female part of it, because I desired to be a man. But it was not done well, because sometimes I used to see menstruation periods, and sometimes abdominal pain because of the medicine I was taking. It made me not to do well in school, because some teachers and my fellow children in school, they could not even allow me to talk freely and to share with them, just because when I go to girls are chasing me to go to men, and when I go to men are chasing me to go to ladies. So even the teachers, I was traumatized in school, so I could not even do well until I went to secondary school. It's where I started to do well, because there I got some people who were trying to show me love, that it is just something okay, and the doctors encouraged me. So that's how I was.
Thank you so much for sharing. How did the community take you?
My mom is a Luo in Kenya, but my father is in Zanzibar. Mm-hmm. He's Malanzambi. So I was born out of wedlock. So this made my father, the father who was living together with my mom, to abandon me, disown me, and treated me incorrectly, just because I don't belong to him. And again, the condition I had, they took it as an abomination, a child who should be even killed according to the custom of that community. So he was not even taking care of me as a child who was brought up in his family.
Stepdad.
Yeah, as my stepdad. So it made me to be rejected in that family, the whole of that family except my mom and our children, because we were born five siblings. So I am the last born. They don't have this condition I have. Yes.
Then how did this condition affect mom's marriage?
My mom, since she went to my stepfather, they were not in good terms. And this is why she went and gave birth with another man. So they were not living peacefully. And my mom, she was not loved just because of giving birth to such a kind of a child. They were asking her, why did you give birth to such a child?
So they were questioning.
They were questioning.
But it was God's will.
It was God's will, but they were using to provoke her, to despise her all the times just because of me. Mm-hmm. Even right now, I am the one who is living with her in my home. But nowadays, it's okay because I am well off. I can give them everything. So this is why they can now come to me because they have seen good things I have. But in the beginning, they were not on my side and my mom.
According to Ruki's mother, Marashan Raya, she had to protect her son from possible harassment from family members and community because of their culture.
Now, kenda karungu, sorry. Kumano kenda na onanyuala nyitenda beach. Nyatea chiel, manyako, togi mabui, nyitenda gwen. Koro, apostle dalan Ruki.
I got married in Karungu Sori. I had 5 children, 4 boys and 1 girl. Apostle Dalan Ruki is my last born. I gave birth to him out of wedlock. Ruki was born an intersex. He had both sexes, female and male. And I was disturbed because in Luo culture they don't accept such children. So I was forced to hide his true identity. Later, I confessed and said he was an intersex. As he was growing up, people in the homestead started abusing him since they realized I was not the one who told them, but they could see that he had both sexes, so they used to abuse him. Me, I accepted him because God is the one who created him that way. He passed through a lot. When he was playing with girls, when he was small, he could be chased to go and play with the boys. And when he goes to play with the boys, he could be chased to go and play with the girls, both in the homestead and even in school. So he was despised. I was rejected because I gave birth to an intersex. Even my own children rejected me. My family rejected me. That is why I'm staying here with the apostle. I'm the one he has. We are two of us in the family because they considered me a bad woman having given birth to an intersex. Nowadays, they are friendly and they come to visit me because they see apostle has wealth. So they are merely coming so that they can get assistance. So they are friendly nowadays.
Tinde koro giduogo ira nikech gineno kaka mwandu nitie mondo gibigi cham to chien kucha to nok kidwara nyaka apostle nogo te kaka ne gitimo marach no angwono negi nikech gitim negi kia to en chwech mar nyasaye to kwa tinde koro ging'eyo negi makama ber to tinde giduogo kendo gibiro gilimaka.
I have forgiven them because they didn't know that it's God's creation. And right now that they know, they are coming back. I have plans to teach women who have given birth to intersex because I know how to raise one and I want to teach them how to raise such children. When I see him, I see God's glory. Secondly, when I see him, I'm taken back and think if I could have killed him. And right now, he's helping so many people. I'm taken back to such thoughts, and I see I did the right thing by not having killed him. One of the things that I would like to tell women who have given birth to children who are intersex, first of all, is that they should live at peace with their children. They should not abuse them, and they should not reject them. They should bring them well and look after them in a godly manner because they are God's creation.
Nikech chwech Nyasaye emochwe mano.
What made you to come out and speak freely about your condition?
What changed me, it was just because after taking the drugs which I was given by the doctors, I started it in 89, I was taking drugs until 96. So when it reached in the year 96, I married my wife, who also accepted my condition during that time because I explained everything to her, and she accepted that to stay with me because I wanted to confirm to people that I am a man. I like to be a man. That's why I was taking drugs to suppress the female part of it. We were living peacefully, but that home where we were staying, they didn't want me to marry just because of my condition. So when this lady came, they started to persuade her, asking her, why did you accept to be married with somebody who is a woman and a man? And you are just a normal lady. So this made my wife to change, not to love me and join them. So they started fighting me together with my wife. My wife seeing that I should worship her because there is nobody who can live together with me unless her. So she despised me and I was traumatized. She treated me badly. She can go with any man, any friend of mine, anybody around me who is was a man. And I should not question. And if I question, she's telling me, threatening me to speak out and to say everything about me. And that was the thing I didn't want someone to know. I just want people to know that I am a man. I didn't want somebody to know that I am a woman again. So when she tries to threaten me that way, then I just listen. And she is moving on with bad characters. Sometimes she was not even allowing me to share with her bed because of the despise. Sometimes she is in a menstruation period, and after finishing her period, mine started. So we were not coming together for 6 years. So this is what made me to come out after some times, because I was trying even to fight my voice and fighting even the way I want to be a man. What should I do to behave like a man and my voice to become like a man? And when I came out and I made it clear who I am, it was like a breakthrough. And she started to realize that I am just important because of wealth. She decided to humble herself. Then we started to live peacefully. Then the year 2001, we were blessed with a boy. He's together with us even right now. After giving birth, she again turned to me, changed. And she told me, you know, because you can't impregnate a woman, if I tried by all means to make you impregnate me, so you must bow down and worshiping me, because I made you to get a child with you. Then in the year 2014, she dropped me.
The year 2014 was also a legal turning point. Kenya's 2010 constitution forbids both direct and indirect discrimination on the basis of sex. A mother complained to the High Court that her child was refused a birth certificate because the hospital personnel could not check either M or F on the form. Without a birth certificate, the 5-year-old could not enroll in school. In 2014, the court ruled that a birth certificate be issued and called for further action. Kenya's National Commission on Human Rights got involved. Then in 2017, the Attorney General formed an official task force on policy, legal, institutional, and administrative reforms regarding intersex persons in Kenya. Among the task force members were representatives of the Kenya Law Reform Commission, the Justice Department, Immigration and Registration of Persons, and the Gender Equality Commission. Meanwhile, Apostle Darlan Ruki was both out as an intersex person and a very popular gospel singer.
I don't know.
it reached in the year 2012, I decided to speak out publicly. And what motivated me to speak publicly, it was my son. My son came and told me, you know, Dad, he knew this condition because my wife was trying to tell him and to tell anybody, only to abuse me, just to abuse me. So even him, he came to know that I am in that condition. Then my child came to me and told me, you know, you've been locked for many years. And why are you doing this? And you are a servant of God. And this is also a creation of God. Why are you trying to hide what God did, as if God made a mistake by doing this to you? And you are a servant of God. So when my child came to me and shared, I also was convicted because of that. And I said, this is my child. And if he can challenge me this way, why should I hide this? I just want to come out and I tell people. Then I came to my mom. And my mom was the one who was trying to hide it than anybody, because she did not want somebody to know this since my childhood. And my mom, she told me that, you know, we should tell people, because sometimes it is not you alone. There are some people who are also maybe are suffering the same condition. So I decided to speak it out. I can talk about intersex. People are not aware. This is why since the year 2012, I decided to dress differently to make people know. I used to dress to put on tie and coat, just dressing like a man. And since the year 2012, I started dressing differently.
How?
I put on a trouser inside, then I put dresses outside sometimes. So for people to know that there are some people who are created intersex. Mm. I did not create myself, and I am not a mistake.
This Darlene Rukey interview was recorded in early 2019. When intersex identity was included in Kenya's 2019 census, it brought out more than 1,500 responses nationwide. Interviewer Diana Wanyonyi.
Do you think the government has been keen about this third gender?
The government has not done anything about this. It's like they have forgotten it, and that people like this are not existing in this world. But in reality, they do exist, because I am here. I'm not a transgender, I'm not a gay, but an intersex, an hermaphrodite, a man and a woman in one body. I tried by taking drugs to suppress the female part of it, and it did not come to succeed well.
What do you think should be done?
First of all, they should create awareness, because people are not aware of these people. Like me, I could not even go to hospital. I used to have abdominal pain because of the drugs I used to take to stop my periods, because it was something which I was seeing as shameful to me. And when I go to hospital, if there is a doctor there for him or her to attend you well, after coming to realize that you are unique in a way, many people want to watch you and to look your private parts. Everybody wants to see how you are created, something which is secret for you, and everybody just wants to see. And because people are not aware of intersex, so what they are doing is, when somebody has seen you, you are behaving like a man and like a woman, so they are questioning some questions, and some people reject you with no reason. Some people want to beat you and even to despise you. All those I have passed through. Sometimes I thought even to move out my clothes so I walk naked. People should see instead of asking me, or being suspicious or suspecting something which is not of me. What the government should do first is to make people be aware of it, create awareness of the existence of the intersex. The second thing they should create a bill, a law in the government. It should be created in constitution for the identity. In identity, we have female and male only. But they should create transgender in the constitution so that even in the court or something has happened to you, they can know how to handle you, not to take you to men or to take you to women, because it is dangerous for both. If you are, for example, me, if I'm taken to court and the court ordered me to be jailed, if I have committed a crime, I don't know where I will be taken to. If I'm taken to men, I know what men will do to me. And if I'm taken to women, I know what I will do with women. So what the government should do is to create this space for third gender. Yeah, what I can add is only to talk with the parents, that if somebody is blessed with a child with such a condition, you should take it as normal, because he's just a normal person. Yeah, he can do good things. They should not be taken as abomination. They should not face all this rejection, which makes them to be traumatized and to be suppressed in such a manner that they cannot even think of doing something in this world the way I did. You know, given this chance which I have right now, not to think on how to come out of my condition, I could have done a lot. Because since I became free, not to fight my condition, I have done a lot. So what we should do as parents, if God has blessed you with children, just take them as normal. They are all creation of God, and they are not mistakes, because God never does mistakes.
And do you think media has done much to educate people about the intersex?
I can see that media has, they have done a little, but they have not done it the way it's supposed to be done.
Okay.
It's like they are doing it under pressure. Because, for example, even me, when I came out to tell people my condition so that other people who are suffering of the same condition should know that, should realize that, you know, there are some people. Because even me, when I came, before I came out, I didn't know that there are some people who are also suffering the same condition. I thought that I just thought of myself, thinking that it is me. And why me? That is the question I used to say, why me? And some people are just okay. I thought that everybody was okay. It was only me. But since I came here in Kenya to start telling people who I am and speaking, I started getting many people. Mm-hmm. Even right now, I have a lot of people who have the same condition. And even them, when they heard, because they are giving testimony, when they heard me saying or speaking about my condition, they started saying, is there somebody also who is having this condition? So it means that if the media people can come out strongly and firmly to back this awareness, it can teach almost everybody, and people will be aware of it. People will come to learn that there are different people who God created this way, and they should be handled this way. Because, for example, the people who are mistreating me, even there in my family, I don't blame them right now, because even them, there's nothing they could do, because they had never seen such a person, and they had never heard that there is somebody who can be born with two organs. So when they saw that, they had to say what they said, and they had to do what they did, because they were not aware of it.
So you forgive them?
I forgive them, and I love them so much. I love them. I used to visit them. I used to take many things, and even my dad, that my stepdad, used to visit me, and I give him everything. I love him, and he loves me nowadays. And my brothers and my sister, they called me sister and brother. That's the way they used to address me. My sister, my brother. It is something free, and they love me and I love them. Everything is okay. They did it just because they didn't understand and they did not know. And nowadays, they know. So if the media houses can come out broad daylight and to teach people, that first of all to make awareness and to teach people that these people do exist and they are also human beings and they should be treated this way, then even the government can now know what to do, because even those people in government, they're just human beings and they don't know. Sometimes they have never heard of it and they have not seen. He's a judge or she's a judge, and she or he has never heard that there is somebody who can such a condition, because it is not even mentioned in the constitution or in the law. So what we should do is to create awareness first through the media houses, like what you are doing right now, and as people with this condition, we should speak out and we should be free for the assessments and everything, and even to share with doctors and everything, so that people should know that there are some people with such a condition and to learn on how to be dealt with this condition.
Human rights organizations say they will continue to fight for the rights of the intersex until they are recognized in the Kenyan constitution. Reporting for Wings, I am Diana Wanyonyi in Mombasa, Kenya.
Rights and accommodations for intersex persons are still moving slowly in Kenya. In June 2023, a new intersex rights bill was introduced in the National Assembly, drafted by the Official Intersex Task Force. Similar bills were introduced in 2019 and 2021. This proposed law would cover all persons of biologically ambiguous sex, an estimated 300,000 to 700,000 persons out of Kenya's 57 million population. Committee members say the bill aims to identify and create safe spaces for intersex persons. This includes avoiding uninformed surgical fixes for intersex children, but registering their sex with an I, then letting them choose a preferred sexual identity after puberty, or remain intersex. The bill also calls for intersex access to private toilets and showers in schools, such as those provided for handicapped persons or staff. The committee is already working on getting a definition of intersex into curriculums, including medical curriculums. They are advising police to add an I checkbox on arrest forms alongside M and F, and not to put intersex persons into specifically male or female cells. They are also calling on insurance companies to cover intersex medical expenses, like hormones and corrective surgery. This episode of Wings was produced by Diana Wanyonyi, with additional script by Frida Worden. Wings thanks our supporters, including your local community radio stations, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, whose recent events can be found at maternalgifteconomymovement.org. That's all one word, maternalgifteconomymovement.org. To contact Wings, email wings@wings.org. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album, A Circle is Cast. I'm Frida Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.